Hello and welcome to this On Location podcast with the Nikonians. This is your host Martin Jorgensen speaking, and today we're on location in a huge Copenhagen church, which is the reason that I'm talking in a low voice, because I'm inside the main room of the church, and you can probably hear sounds in the background here. This is the organ playing, and the church is open to visitors in the daytime, and I have taken the opportunity to take my camera inside. People are walking in and out, and my main subject of the day will be not shooting the people, but to shoot this extremely beautiful room, which is pretty hard to describe. It's a very modern church, but still with a lot of the style and the characteristics that you would find in a huge church of older years. But I'll walk around here and shoot some pictures and talk you through what I do, and this will of course focus a bit on architecture and composition in a room like this, and some of the things that I can focus on. The room is really tall, with tall windows. I've chosen an overcast day to shoot here, because the windows will give a lot of problems with extreme dynamic range if you have sunshine outside. But using an overcast day gives me a very soft and gentle light, which can probably avoid blown out highlights and stuff like that. The room is huge and tall, as I've said. It's got a lot of chairs, which offer an excellent subject. These are loose wooden chairs, not benches like you would find in most churches. And the whole church is built from very bright light bricks, and that also gives a certain ambience and characteristic to the room. And we'll see where this leads. This is definitely an exciting room to shoot. I'm using a tripod because the light is pretty low here, and I'm using wide angles mainly for the impressions of the room, but I will probably shoot some details with the telephoto lens later on. The first subject I found here is just the low stands in the back of the church where I started, and I'm just slowly shooting my way through the room here and starting in the side. And as I said, this is just enormous, as you will see on the pictures. It's quite amazing how large these rooms appear, and the architecture, and the way the light falls. I'm shooting with my Sigma 10-20 here, and most of the pictures are shot at 10 millimeters, so that I can really get the view of the room here. As you can hear, the shutter speed is not that slow, but it's too slow for handheld photography, and I'm going to stick to the tripod, definitely, most of the time. I may up the ISO a bit to 400 or something and see if I can shoot handheld, but I think the safe way to get steady and sharp pictures is just using the tripod. I'll move through the room here. I'm at a fairly low stance, just using the unextended tripod and kneeling, because I get some beautiful perspective and a different view of the room by being low. And here, this picture, I'm trying to focus on this enormous amount of chairs that we have here. I'm shooting an aperture priority, and I'm going to turn up the aperture a bit. I'm at 5.6, and I think I would like some more depth of field, so I'm upping that to probably 10 or 13 or 11 or something like that, depending on on the shutter speed at once. That'll be 1/3 of a second, which is okay. So I'm just checking my screen here, and I have no blown out highlights, which is very, very good, and which is why I chose to shoot this room on a clouded day, because the windows will not be huge bright surfaces, but just give that accent to the picture. I'll move a bit ahead here and see what I find. One thing you have to remember when you're shooting in a church, apart from being discreet and careful, is to look up. In that sense, I mean up, like vertical, because the ceilings of most churches are extremely beautiful, and the same thing goes for this one. There are arcs and crosses and lines that meet, and lots of light and texture that falls in the church room, and it's just really beautiful. It's quite simple. This is not a painted ceiling or anything like that, like you would find in most older churches, and this is just stone. But the patterns are extremely beautiful and definitely worth concentrating on. And I'm going to do that, but I think I will use a telephoto lens to get closer and to get more less geometrical disturbance in the pictures. One disadvantage of shooting the 10mm like I do now is that you get an extreme geometric distortion, and even though you can adjust some of it in the post-processing, it's a problem that you get these falling lines and the whole perspective seems too distorted. In architecture, most people prefer that vertical lines are vertical and not leaning towards the middle of the picture. But some of it can be corrected in the post-processing, and I'll do that to show you some examples in the accompanying slideshow for this podcast. Being in a church, I feel like talking about temptation, but not temptation like in the religious way, but in the photographic way. This, as you might know, churches are usually very symmetrical, and it's very tempting to shoot almost symmetrical pictures or only symmetrical pictures, just standing on the center line of the church and pointing your camera towards the center of the room will give you an extreme symmetry, and if you look up, everything is symmetrical. And even this church even has a cross section on the perpendicular angle, which is also symmetrical. So it's really tempting to just go around and set your camera in the center. Same goes for the outside. Now, today is not an interesting day to shoot outdoors pictures of this church. You would need sunshine and some blue sky for that, but it is really an extreme study in symmetry, and the symmetrical look of the church will tempt you to just put yourself on the center axis all the time and just shoot straight lines. But think about moving to an angle and shoot from other directions and get some off center line pictures, because some of the exciting pictures will not be symmetrical but be like off the center line. And even though I will probably shoot a couple which are very symmetrical, I will definitely also remember to shoot some which are not. Of course, been tempted to bring my newly acquired fisheye too, and in a room like this, it's just crazy what you can do with a lens like that. It's of course extremely distorted, but on the other hand, also extremely fascinating to see what you can do with the lines and with with the light and the windows and the room here. I'll just shoot a few of those because it's something that shouldn't be overdone, but it definitely has a very neat effect. There are other people in the church right now, so I'm trying to go around being as quiet and discreet as possible and not to disturb people in their quiet moment in the church room here. But sometimes I just have to step in front of somebody who's just sitting there watching the altar or something, and I try to do that quickly and gently and not disturb too much. And I leave my tripod and my huge gear in the side so that I don't set up the whole shebang in the middle of people's view. I like to be a bit quiet here and not disturb too much, so some of the visitors might leave later and give me some more freedom to move, but as it is right now, I'm just quiet and careful. One thing that I have done to be a bit more quiet in this silent room is to use a smaller camera. Usually I shoot with the D200, but I've also brought my D40, which is definitely a more discreet little gadget. And I've put my 85mm 1.8 on that, meaning that I focus manually and just keep the camera silent. And that means that I can move around more freely and just shoot left and right. The low aperture of the lens also means that I get some shutter speeds, which are acceptable even at handheld. So that works nicely. But I think I'll just move gently around here and see what I can do. Right now I've started focusing in a bit on the details in the church here. There are lots of details. Boards, lamps, doors, small shelves, the chairs. And right now I'm looking at a ship which is mounted under the ceiling. There's a tradition in Danish churches that you have a model of a ship mounted under the ceiling. This is quite huge and quite high, so it's pretty difficult to get a whole picture, but you can always play with the angles and the details on that too. And that's what I'm doing right now with my 85mm 1.8. I'm just kind of getting some very shallow depth of field pictures of the ship just shot from almost right below it. And I'm using the 85mm, which is perfect for these little details. You can both get some really sharp and nice pictures. You can get nicely isolated details by using the shallow depth of field, and you can also use a compressed perspective of the telephoto lens to get the right impression of things and not the distorted impression that a wide angle would give you. So it's perfect for that purpose. The church also has a couple of organs, a small one at the side here and a big one in the end, opposite end of the altar. And the organ is just extremely beautiful, but very difficult to shoot because it's so huge and high. I'm gonna try anyway and see what I can do with it. First, I'll use my 85mm to get some of the details in the organ, and then I'll probably shift to a wide angle to get some whole impressions of the whole wall, which is just filled with organ pipes, which are shining in the nice light here. See what I can do about that. Again, it's very tempting to use symmetry, which I will do here, but I will definitely also get something which is not symmetrical. But it's a very beautiful construction, an extremely high construction. It's probably about 10 meters or some 30 feet high, and the biggest pipes are more than a foot wide, and the same height as the whole organ. It's just an impressive construction. Well, I think I've been around the church a couple of times now and got quite a lot of nice pictures, and at least tried to get some. And with the church organist here practicing on the piano in the background, I think it's a suitable time to say thank you for listening and goodbye for this time. You have been listening to the Nikonians on Location podcast with Martin Jorgensen. And this is he, Martin Jorgensen, saying thank you. And if you want to comment or suggest any subjects or ask questions or anything, feel free to contact me on the address on location at nikonians.org, or go into the podcast forum in the discussion forums and post your comment there. I read that all the time and make sure to reply to people who post there. Thanks for listening. Find yourself a church somewhere. Go shoot some pictures. It's a very nice experience. Goodbye. Thank you.